Next up, Dead Fish Made Beautiful. Video producer Luke Raskin is here to explain. Welcome.
Good Hi,
to see
Ira.
You, Luke.
Hi.
So you have a new video that has a lot of dead fish in it.
Yes, there's quite a bit of dead fish in it. But and I know you're thinking, you know, a dead fish's skeleton, that doesn't sound very beautiful. But I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. You know, there's a
researcher. It's not the first time, but go ahead.
So there's a researcher out on San Juan Island working at the University of Washington's Friday Harbor Labs. His name is Dr. Adam Summers. And Dr. Adam Summers is a biomechanist. And so what that means is he looks at the way that fish move, how they move through the water, how they dig through sand. And he has a whole bunch of tools that he uses to study this. So he uses x-rays, he uses CT scans, he uses MRIs, he does dissections, histograms, he does all of these things. But there's one method that he loves to use the most, which is known as clearing and staining. Now, this is not a new method. Many researchers have used this before, especially with smaller animals. And what this method basically does is it strips out all of the soft tissue from a small animal and leaves only the cartilage and bone. And it dyes that bone and cartilage red and blue. And it makes the specimens that you do this to absolutely stunning. Just gorgeous. Works of art.
If you
art.
Can get past the grizzly part. Of
Yes. Well, that takes actually weeks at a time to do. So this is not something that you can actually do at home. It's not something you would do even in basic biology. This is something that you would do in a lab. It takes a really long time, and there's a whole bunch of different ingredients and a whole bunch of different steps in order to do it.
And it makes really beautiful looking results. And that's what your video on our website at sciencefriday.com are, these gorgeous looking fish that have, you're sort of looking through them like they're hollow, right? You can see all the bones and structure or the cartilage is left.
Yes.
And it's gorgeous. And the staining makes them beautifully colored.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, what the researchers are doing, why you would do this, is because you want to see how all the different parts connect. So, you know, you've got your hip bone connects to your leg bone. Well, it does, but how? And how does the movement of your hip bone actually affect your leg bone? They're looking to try to answer that with...
Right. Let me just remind everybody that I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from PRI, Public Radio International. Talking with Luke Raskin, our video producer, talking about what's the method that's called?
It's called clearing and staining. Clearing and staining. You're making this fish see through, and you're staining its bones and cartilage bright red and bright blue. And
so, why not just X-ray the fish or MRI it or something like that?
So, you know, in those two different methods, basically, you can't get a full 3D look at the actual bones and cartilage of a small animal like that. You can also, you can't really tell how those things are moving in real time. So take, for example, a stingray, a beautiful stingray that has these undulations of its wings as it moves through the water column. With clearing and staining, you can actually see how that movement can be quantified. You can actually see how those different components of the stingray's wing actually move and how they all connect to the central vertebrae. And you can get a sense of how beautiful this animal is actually by looking at the bones. And, you know, that's not the only thing that you can use this technique for. There's another fellow named Brandon Ballinger. He's an amphibian biologist. And what he does is he studies frog deformities. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to figure out why some frogs are missing limbs and why others have too many. So he uses clearing and staining to kind of see how the deformities actually developed in the animal. What caused it? Was it parasites? Was it something in their environment? So there's many different sort of, you know, biological fields that this sort of technique can be used for. And you can actually see those photos of these frogs with extra limbs cleared and stained on sciencefriday.com/frogs. So if you go on our website, there's a whole profile of Dr. Ballinger over there.
How does he choose what he wants to work on? You're in his lab, you look around. I noticed from your video there are, you know, the typical jars and jars of stuff on shelves, right?
Dr. Summers is so charismatic that when you hear him talk about fish and all these small species of fish that you've never heard of, he convinces you that each and every one of them has something very special going on with its morphology and its biology. And to be honest, he says in his interview he would love to actually have every single species of fish cleared and stained. Now, that's probably not possible, given that clearing and staining can only be done on small fish, nothing bigger than a smallmouth bass. You wouldn't want to take something like a marlin or a trophy fish and try to clear and stain it. It would take...
You have to be able to see through it.
Exactly,
also, right?
Exactly.
It's too thick.
Yeah, so what remains in the fish that's see-through is this stuff called collagen that's in your, you know, your mm-hmm. knees and your lips.
Right.
And that collagen has the same properties as glycerin. And so when you dip it in glycerin, it becomes see-through. Now, if you have too much collagen in the animal, you won't be actually able to see through it.
Right.
So
does he consider himself to be like an artist? I mean, the stuff he's making is so beautiful.
Yeah, Dr. Summers, I mean, he looks at himself mainly as a scientist. But he realizes that in creating these specimens, he's basically creating art. Same with Dr. Ballinger. They both view that what they're doing as kind of art that hopefully makes people interested in species that you wouldn't not necessarily see or issues that you wouldn't necessarily know about.
All right, Luke, thanks very much. Luke Raskin, a video producer, and you can see a video, these gorgeous prepared specimens on our website at sciencefriday.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Ira.